This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The value of Tupperware stock was cut nearly in half yesterday after the company communicated doubt about its ability to, quote, continue as a going concern. Tupperware is saying it needs money, and soon the company says it's working with financial advisors to try to find that money. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes takes a look at the company's business model and what went wrong.
Tupperware was invented by a chemist named Earl Tupper back in 1946. And at first, people really didn't get it.
So very often people wanted to see it and touch it and feel it.
Neil Saunders is with the retail and consumer insights company Global Data.
There were products that needed to be demonstrated in a way.
Enter the Tupperware party, where Salesforce members, many of them women, would have people over and show them how Tupperware worked, including the sound of air being sealed out. In recent years, though, Saunders says this kind of direct selling has become a lot harder.
Consumers have access to the internet now in a way that in the kind of 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s they didn't have.
So fewer people are choosing to sell the products. In 2022, the size of Tupperware's sales force went down 18% from the year before. The company's been trying to move the party around. In October, it announced it would start selling products through Target. One goal was to get seen by young people who weren't familiar with the brand. However, a lot of us already stocked up on kitchen storage at the onset of the pandemic to store all that sourdough bread we were making.
When you buy a product that is good, you may not need to replace it that quickly.
James Gellert is the CEO of Rapid Ratings, a risk and analytics company. He points out that lean times like Tupperware is having used to be a lot easier to navigate. But now those businesses
all of a sudden have run into much bigger problems with tighter credit and higher interest rates, which make the cost of that capital much higher.
Tupperware's money troubles are a problem not just for the company, but for the people who remain in its sales force, points out Neil Saunders of Global Data.
Not only is it a potential loss of income, it's also a potentially very difficult lifestyle to replace.
Saunders says direct selling allows a kind of flexibility, which is useful especially for women, because parties can be scheduled around other responsibilities like childcare. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.